That was interesting to me.
I've never been to Atlanta.
Yeah, we filmed it out at Clarkston High School. We were having a bull session over there with those guys. We were really into telling some stories, and I looked and they had a camera on us and a boom thing, you know, they would film the whole thing. I don't know what they did with it.
Oh, wow. That was good practice for now, wasn't it?
Well, it wasn't an interview. It was Denzel and that guy and Coach Yost and the black coach that was involved in it. Herman, I think's his name. So it was fun. Yeah, that's a different world.
Could you comment on the relationship between like Roswell and Atlanta and how it's changed over the years? I imagine like now it's a lot different than it was then.
Well, Atlanta was when you thought of Atlanta, when I was a child, it was, if you're going to Atlanta, something you look forward to. It was 20 miles. Old Roswell Road was paved in sections, and it was you had an expansion joint every 12 feet, so it was bump 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 all the way to Atlanta. And there was definitely some treats there. You know, if you were going shopping for school clothes, you'd get to go to Rich's and Davison's and ride the escalator, and maybe you get to go to the Varsity and get a hot dog. And so there's always something that was exciting and you were looking forward to. And it was very rural from here to there. You didn't really get into thinking you were in a city until you got at least a Buckhead.
Wow.
Maybe beyond. The only buildings of any significance was right down around Five Points and on Peachtree Street. There's some missed opportunities there too. My grandfather didn't marry until he was 40 years old. And he had an opportunity. One time there was a wagon yard, a 40-acre wagon yard where West Peachtree joins Peachtree. And since he was being a bachelor, had a little money in his pocket and a nice horse and a carriage. And the guy at the wagon yard, who owned the wagon yard, tried to trade him the 40-acre wagon yard for my grandfather's horse and buggy. And my grandfather told him that he was land poor already. So, and this would have been about somewhere around 1890 or 1895, somewhere along there. So, 40, and that would never have lasted, you know, through the years, because if you get a good price for it, you know, that you're going to sell it. So I don't mean that it would have carried over to the time that I got here, but it was, and it might have carried, he might have made so much money off of it, he wouldn't have married my grandmother. So, you know, yeah. They might have had a whole different picture of the whole thing. So. But anyway, he didn't do it.
Oh, man.
But that's right in the heart of the city now, almost.
Wow.
Well, just to imagine, like you said before, Buckhead still being a rural area is just...
Well, it was, the houses got bigger and prettier from where Roswell Road ran into Peachtree Road on down. And there were some very nice houses